Amen. Our scripture reading comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which indeed you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and parent of all, who is above all and through all and in all. This is the living word of God. Thanks be to God. Holy One, by the power of your Spirit, unite our hearts in the bond of peace. Let us be one with each other and one with you. Help us to make connections in the world so that your love may be made known and made manifest in others' lives. We thank you, God, for this opportunity, this moment, to hear your word and to be guided by your Spirit. Amen. So I know the sermon title says the purpose of the church, but I'm going to talk about the relevance of the church rather than the purpose. That's kind of like splitting hairs. They're a little bit about the same, but the relevance of the church is really, really important. So why is the church relevant? How is it relevant? Is it relevant in the year 2016? When I was thinking about this sermon title, this sermon topic, and the question of faith that presented this sermon topic to me, I was thinking about what are the problems that make the church irrelevant? What makes the church irrelevant? I think there are two main thrusts, two main problems that make the church irrelevant today. There are a whole plethora of others, but I'm just going to mention two. The first one, according to Heather, the first problem that makes the church irrelevant is that we are no longer in a culture that has the expectation that you will attend a house of worship each week. We no longer live in a society where it is the fabric of our lives to go to church on Sunday morning. There are no more blue laws, and much to my chagrin, there are no Sunday afternoon dinners with the family that my Nana cooked so well. There is no longer that cultural expectation that one would be part of a faith community and go to church on Sunday morning. And yet, the church still relies on the fact that somebody is going to walk in off the street and come to worship on a Sunday morning. The second and most damaging, according to Heather again, the most damaging problem the church faces is the image the church has in the world. The image that, unfortunately, Christian rhetoric gives to the world is one of intolerance, is one of more hate than of love, more intolerance rather than compassion, more rigidity rather than mercy and grace that Jesus embodied as he walked upon this earth. And yet, we still expect people to come through the doors when that's all they hear and that's all they see. So we have two problems facing us to make the church relevant in 2016. The fact that there's no longer the cultural pressure to go to worship on a Sunday morning, it's no longer an expectation, and the problem that the world sees the church as something that it should never have become in the first place. So then what do we do? What do we do? How does the church become relevant in 2016? One of the ways that we are trying to make church relevant in 2016 is to start the UMC West. This is just one of the projects that are on our plate right now. UMC West will be an alternative worship experience to reach alternative people. Will be to reach people on the west side, perhaps, of town, and it will be on a weeknight rather than on a Sunday morning. You see, church began as a movement of people who followed this iconic rabbi, Jesus, who followed this man who walked upon the earth to show mercy and grace. It started as a movement so people can share the good news that Jesus embodied while he walked upon this earth. It started as a movement and met people exactly where they were, made connections between God and people, between people themselves so that they wouldn't feel alone, so that they would know the companionship of another person. Even when they were ostracized and excluded from the rest of society, Jesus still connected. The church started as a movement, and somewhere along the line, we missed that. Somewhere along the line, we've lost that. We've lost that exciting movement potential that is the church, to meet people exactly where they are and make connections. So if someone were to ask me, why is church relevant to you, Heather? Church is relevant to me because it's a place where I connect. It's a place where I connect with God most intentionally, and it's a place where I connect with other like-minded people to inspire my journey. It is a place where my children have had aunts and uncles in faith when their family is so far away. It is a place where I feel family and nurture and care, especially at times when I need it the most. Church is family to me. Why is church relevant to you? You're here, so I'm going to assume it is. Yeah. It's a place where you can get in touch with your own soul and be in touch with like-minded souls that help you on the journey. What else? Why is church relevant to you? Why is it important to you? Yeah. Yes. It challenges us, doesn't it? Church challenges us because if we're talking with one another and we're walking with one another, we hear different ideas and different ways of seeing God and seeing humanity, and that stirs us to change. It stirs us to look at ourselves a little bit deeper, and fellowship. Yes, our mission work and our stand for social justice. I think that's a part of where the church has lost its voice and lost its way. It lost its way because Jesus was very clear about including all people. Jesus was very clear about meeting people where they are and not forcing them to ascribe to the rhetoric that was swirling around. But yet, he loved them just the way they were, just as they were, and challenged them with new, loving, compassionate ideas. Yes. Why is church relevant to you? Where you come to recharge your spiritual battery. Yes. Yes, it is, isn't it? The church is a safe place. It is a safe place where you can try out your spiritual gifts, figure out what you're good at and what God has called you to do and what God definitely has not called you to do. Because there are some times and some moments where I'm thinking, really, God? Okay, fine. Check that off the list. Yeah, Marjorie. It's the best game in town for spreading love, justice, and peace. You see, it's not just a social club. It's not just a place, but it's a place where we are stirred and challenged to be the inspiration of God in the world, to be the redeeming work of God in the world. That's what we're called to be and called to do in the name of Jesus, who invites us to do that. This past week, I got to do that. I got to journey with 11 other people. There we are in Maine. We are outside of the window. You see that white window there? Will and John, you two put that in, right? And Dave, the three of you put that in with a little help from some friends. And then you see all the brown there? You see all the brown paint on the wall? I made connection with that brown paint. A lot. As did Laura. Okay. This is the main church. We made connections with young people. You see these young people up there and their backpacks? We made connection with 186 children. As we assembled backpacks for 186 children in Maine, in Franklin County, where the unemployed unemployment rate or the poverty rate is 95%, and the high school graduation rate is 32%. We connected with children in Maine. We connected with a homeowner who needed steps put on her trailer. Excuse me. We connected with this community right there. We connected, and this was a ramp. This was a ramp that we were working on, and we connected with one another as they taught Chase how to drill the screws into the ramp, who helped build his first mission project. We connected. Oh, Al connected with a whole lot more paint than I did. But, you know, the surprising thing about Al is that he doesn't get any paint on him. I don't understand how that happens. I don't understand how that works. Mark, can you tell me? You spent a lot of time painting with this man. Oh, Laura and I connected with T111. Did I get it right, Will? Yes. T111 is simply wood. It's just a name. We connected. We hammered. We connected and made the handicap ramp safer because there was too much of a give in it, so we made it safer. We connected. There's the ramp. See, we were taking that wood out and putting in the, not we, other people were doing it. I wasn't doing that. There's the sneakers. And Dave really connected with the earth. Dave became one with the dirt and the ground and the hole that needed to be dug in order to put the posts in for the rail. Mike and John connected. This is Chase and Al playing chess. Oh, I connected with more paint. That was some sanding and some mudding. We connected with the people who work at the United Methodist Economic Mission. We connected with them. It was amazing to watch how Betsy has developed a relationship and Dave with these people who do the hard work every single day, change lives in the name of Jesus, change lives and make lives better for children and for families who have so little that we could not even imagine their situation. No caption needed. Oh! This is Lydia. She is on top of Daggett Rock. Keep going. I'll explain Daggett Rock. That's the split in Daggett Rock. So Daggett Rock, apparently Daggett was this gentleman who decided to become intoxicated one evening and go up to this great big rock, lie there, and smite God. Say, God, in the middle of this thunderstorm, you will not strike me down. And apparently that made God really angry, so God struck him down and split the rock. So one of the things I learned on mission trip, one of the connections I made on this mission trip was, do not listen when people tell you the church is just around the corner and you're walking a half a mile later. Do not listen when somebody tells you that it's just a slight incline up to Daggett Rock, because it's not. Okay, go ahead. Oh, and we had ice cream. Connections were made and fellowship was had around every corner that we were on this trip. Go ahead. Here's more of Chase and Nails. See this? This is the donations, just a portion of the donations that the staff has to sift through on a daily basis. On a daily basis. These are some more children whose lives you touched. These are the backpacks. There's a lot of backpacks. There's Betsy organizing. Another backpack. We also picked green beans for the food pantry. That's where we stayed. This is two young girls who couldn't wait to get home to see what was in their backpack. The backpacks that you supplied. That's the beginning of the beautiful window. That's the stuff. Yeah, that made it in there, Sue. That was your true self. And that's Dagon Rock and Chase. Organizing. Look at these two little guys. That's the ramp we finished. I also hammered nails. But we won't tell Lauren I know how to do that, right? Yes, it was 80 degrees. More stuff to sort. We're going to stop right there. The relevance of church is that we walk together. The relevance of church is that we make connections with one another. The relevance of church is that we are called to make connections with God so that we can make connections with other people, so that other people can know the love, grace, and mercy of God. We walk with each other to encourage each other, to support each other, to uplift, and to indeed challenge each other, so that we can become the redeeming work of God in the world. The relevance of the church is to be the family of God so that others can feel that embrace here and around the world. And I thank Betsy and Dave for sharing their passion and their hard work in organizing this trip. Thank you. May you leave this place knowing in your heart that the church is relevant. May you leave this place knowing that you too are the hands and feet of Jesus no matter where you go. May you leave this place inspired to connect with others in the name of Jesus, because that is the relevance of church. Amen.